That troubling spirit will defile and cause many to be troubled. It will. It will. It will cause you to be troubled against that one because of her. It will cause you to be troubled against her because of her. Cause you to be troubled against her and that one because of her. Because that bitterness, it brings about trouble. And because we're bitter against Yah, we don't believe we are, but we're bitter. We're bitter. That's why we're troubled. That's why we have anguish. That's why we murmur and mutter and complain. You will not go on into the kingdom with that, my brothers and my sister. You're not going into the kingdom of Almighty Yah. You're not. You're not. You're not. In the midst of that, even when we sense this distress of this perplexity, David said, he said, we said, in my distress, in my rasha, I cried unto Yah, and he delivered me. He heard me. He heard me. In order for us to get the mind of HaMashiach, it must be a discipline of Torah understanding and revelation. We will never be disciplined in any aspect. And when we are undisciplined here, listen. When we are undisciplined in this aspect, we are undisciplined in all. When one is disciplined, then it is the character of a Ruach of Yah, because Yahshua was disciplined. Even when they spoke against him, he didn't open his mouth. Even when they charged him foolish, he did not just say anything. He did not say anything. And when one has that ruach of discipline, it transcends and it translates into every aspect of one's life. If you're disciplined with your time with Yah, if you're disciplined with your hava for Yah, you will see that in every aspect of your life. If you're not, you will see that as well. There must be a discipline. And that is what his instruction is. It is simply discipline. Period. The Torah is simply discipline. Nothing else but it discipline us to walk in this realm, in this life, under this pattern. That's what the Torah does. That we may walk in the plenty of Yah. We may walk in the higher, the abundance, with the fruitfulness of Almighty Yahweh. And that's why we don't hear. Because we sin against Yah, we sin against Yah because we don't obey Him. We're not willing to obey the Torah. We're not willing to obey the instructions that He commands us. And when we do that, it will produce an abundance of the blessings of Yah. But there is reprieval for Israel. Now, I want to read a few scriptures. It says in Tehillim, Psalms 138:7. There's strength for Israel. David said, though I walk in the midst of trouble, he says, you will revive. You will haya. You will make me lively. You will make life sustain me. You will revive me. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of my enemy. Why? Your right hand, Yahshua, shall save me. Although Israel walk in the midst of trouble, rasha, of anguish, perplexity, he says that Yah will revive. He will give me haya. Come on, if you're troubled, brothers and sisters, then Yah gives us haya. He gives us revival. You see, that's what revival was under the old brush arbors. It was to give life. It was to give haya. It was to reinvigorate the people to press on for the time to come. And that's what that's why even trouble in the midst, Yah will give us haya. He will revive us because it is His right hand, Yahshua, that saves us. It is His right hand. So He will give revival unto Israel. He will give us haya, even in the midst of trouble. But you must cry out. When you don't cry out, then there is no revival that will come unto us. It must be a crying out unto Almighty Yahweh. You must cry out. He says, and David says in Psalm 34:17, it says that the Tzaddik cry, a sa'ak, cry. And that is simply a cry for help. When a righteous man knows he needs help, he cries. The shadiq cry. And Yah hears and deliver them out of some of their troubles. All of their troubles. There is no crying today among Israel. There's no crying amongst this little group of us here. When the last time you even shed tears for Yah? No crying out against our sins against Yah. But the Siddiq man, the Siddiq one will cry out unto Yah. He cries out. And if you look up there, it says, and the Siddiq Sa'aka. And that cry is one that there is a great cry for help. That is what Sa'ak is. It is the cry. It's not just a little trickling of tears out of your eyes. Although that accommodates the crying out. But when a Siddiq man cried, it is a Sa'ak. His tears of Torah unto Yah. His man understand the great purpose of the will of Yah. And he takes pleasure. And cried out unto Yah. So we don't take pleasure. We don't cry out. There's no sa'ak. No crying out. And it's saying, Yah, I need your help. Even when we were in quote Christianity, we would go to the meetings and we would get there and we would cry out. Cry out. This is a generation that knows not how to cry out. Because you just won't do what it says. It said the Siddiq. It says that, does it say that the righteous cry? Is there any formula but that? It just says the Siddiq cry. Sa'ak. Cry. He cry to Yah. And Yah hears. And Yah hears. And Yah hears. And Yah hears. Why? Because he sa'ak. He cry, I need your help, Yah. I cannot, I know it. I need your help. When a man realizes he needs help, it is like those losing their homes. They go to people for help and they will break down. The women will break down. The man will cry. The wife will hold a little handkerchief as she's fiddling with it. But the tears flow and I don't know what we're going to do. We're going to lose our home, our children. They have nowhere to stay. And even in the midst of that, that individual they're dealing with, somehow that they are moved and they try to find some way to remedy that for them. Is not Yah greater than man? That's why the enemy doesn't want you crying out. And it's the enemy, your flesh, the enemy, your carnal ways, the enemy of Yah. The Siddiq cry out. And Yah hears. He hears the cry of the Siddiq. And he delivers. You see you're not delivered or you have no Yahshak, you're not delivered because you don't cry out. You know you're in a condition that has blinded your mind, has blinded your eyes. You're troubled about everything but you. You're troubled about this one and that one and those, but you're not troubled by you. And when a Siddiq man understands that the instructions of Yah brings about a cataclysmic change, he will begin to cry out. The Siddiq cry out and Yah hears. When he's righteous, he will cry out. If you're not righteous, you will not cry out. But the righteous man cries out, and Yah hears, and he delivers. He brings Yahshak to that one. That's why we're not delivered, because we don't cry out. Hallelujah. We don't cry out. He delivers him out of all of his troubles. All of his trouble. All of his troubles. All of his trouble. Come on, you Siddiq ones, you begin to cry out. Whatever the trouble, he delivers you from all of your trouble. Because you don't cry out, you still have troubles. There are plenty of troubles in your lives. Because you don't cry out. This is the formula to be delivered from your troubles. I don't care what you say. You don't add nothing to that. It's as simple as that, isn't it? You see, if we could do something to add some dimension to that, we'll say, look what I've done. No, Yah said that, so he cries out. Just cry out. Just cry out, and he delivers that one from all, not some or all of their troubles. That's why we're not delivered, because we don't cry out. We're too political today. Well, I just never done that. But then do what the word says. That's what you do. Hallelujah. That's what you do. You do what the word says. The Siddiq cries out. And Yah hears them. He hears. And delivers them out of all of their troubles. That's what he does. He delivers you out of all of your trouble. The enemy has set a snare for us. He has set a snare. And that trouble, because that snare is this. I want to close with this. There's a snare that the enemy does, and he sets for Israel. It's in Mishlei 15:27. And he makes us this way. That's why Yah tells us to have food and raiment, that we'll be content. Just be happy. You got clothes on your back. I look at those nearly 20,000 people in China, many bound still under the rubble of that massive earthquake. Dead. Over 120,000 people there in the Myanmar. Dead. More than that. Many swept out to the sea. Said 500,000. There's not much resource on the earth because of the wickedness of man. They're fishing out the oceans. Salmons, you can't even hardly find them. The Alaskan salmon, they're not even ready because they have fished them out. There's very little. We can continue on our continuous path of greed and destruction. But there is trouble at the end of the road. It says here in Mishlei 15:27, this is the snare for us. He that is greedy of gain, trouble his own house. But you that hate gifts, shall have haya. He that is greedy for gain. We're not satisfied with $1. We must have two. And when we expose ourselves to two, then two is not enough. Then two, then we want three. Three is not enough. He that is greedy for gain. And we are people that's greedy. Our flesh is greedy. It cares about nothing but my flesh. It's greedy for its own consumption, its own purpose. He that is greedy for gain, he troubles. He troubles his own bayit, his own house. But you that will not receive the gifts, even the words of your own belly, then you shall have haya. You shall live. It is your own words. It's your own words. The words that flow out of your mouth that brings death and destruction. That's what causes your troubles. That is where your trouble emanates from. From the flow of your belly, from the issue, from your belly. And that's why we are oppressed. We're in anguish. We're blind. We can't see. We can't even see the truth if it's presented unto us. May Yah help Israel to deliver us. Unless we're delivered, when this day comes, the day of Yah, we're going to be in great trouble. We're going to be in great trouble. So he's given us a simple roadmap how to overcome. Just cry out. And some of you here, you've never cried out your whole life to Yah. Something is wrong. Something is drastically wrong. Hallelujah. I was talking with one today and called me, telling me about their circumstances. And when I finished counseling the person says to me, Pastor Roberts, I love you so much. And the way they said it was not just, I love you. And I don't say that much to brothers or hardly anyone. It's not that I don't love. I like what Evangelist Horn would always say. Love is more than just a verbal expression. It is an action of the love. And it manifests itself. Oh, I know he didn't say it like that, but that's what he said. Hallelujah. It's more than just an expression of verbiage. It is a deed and an act that one senses and sees and has a profound effect in one's life. And when he said to me, I love you so much, Pastor Roberts, because he says to me, I hear you, because the counsel was sound. He said, thank you so much. And you know what he said? He said, I will do what you said. I will do it, Pastor Roberts. I will do exactly what you said. You see, he will call me and tell me of the beautiful thing that was manifest because what I said to him. If he does what I said, then he will see that. May Yah strengthen us all. Bless you all that are listening. May Yah strengthen you. We hope that the words were great strength unto you. May they be a great blessing unto you. May He bless all Israel. May He cause our love to delight. In all things we do, Barak you, Yah, bless your people, bless those throughout the nations of the world. We ask your blessing upon us all. Guide us tonight and take us home safely in Yahshua's name. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.